Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am, yet again, Andy Zaltzman. We're going back in time to December 2013 in today's rummage into the Bugle archives. America's widening wealth gap was up for discussion in issue 253 of the Bugle, entitled Lenin in a Dress. And as you've guessed, it was some bad news for the great American dream for me to discuss with John Oliver.
Top story this week, mind the wealth gap! America's wealth gap has demonstrably, Andy, taken on a Grand Canyon level to it. It is on track to become a natural wonder of the world, and anyone who manages to jump over America's wealth gap in the future, Andy, is almost guaranteed sponsorship by Red Bull. But according to a Bloomberg national poll, the widening gap between rich and poor is eroding faith in the American dream. Incidentally, Michael Bloomberg, who owns the company that took that poll, has a personal wealth of $31 billion. So he's had not just a hand, but also a huge fucking shovel widening that gap himself. But, you know, that's not the point here. It's a much bigger, better point, but it's not the one we're looking at. By almost 2-1, 64% to 33%, Americans say the US no longer offers everyone an equal chance to get ahead. Now, it is arguable, of course, whether it ever truly did. But I certainly think it's fair to say that the American dream has become even harder to actually dream now without reality creeping in. Oh, I had this amazing dream. Sweetheart, I was working in a factory and I was working really hard and I was hoping to get a promotion, maybe up into management of some kind, but then I didn't get it. So I worked even harder and then I didn't get it again. So I tried dreaming really, really hard in my dream to get ahead in life, and well, it just started to seem impractical in the economic climate. So I tried dreaming of flying instead, but I couldn't get my feet off the ground, and then I woke up. Sorry, did I say I had an amazing dream? I meant to say I had a plausible dream.
Well, it's become quite indefinable now, the 21st century American dream. It seems to me to be something that you can't quite remember when you wake up, possibly involving the vague sensation of chasing a shadowy monster down an endless corridor whilst needing a wee and being unable to find your trousers. Or maybe something about your children asking you something really important but not being able to speak and give them an answer, but just moving your mouth up and down, then waking up to find out that they've left home without telling you and emigrated. That seems to be basically what it is. What it is now.
The statistics really don't stop being shocking, though. Last year, the richest 10% of Americans earned more than half of all income. Andy, those are near revolution-inducing numbers. If Wall Street bankers had Versailles-style ornately clipped hedges outside their penthouse apartment buildings, I think people in this country might actually be waxing the blades on some guillotines right now. The incredible thing is that the poll goes on to show that American people are less concerned about this wealth gap than you might reasonably expect. Only 45% of Americans say that new policies are needed in response to this, while 46% say it would be better to allow the market to operate freely, even if the gap gets wider. Wow, Andy, that is a level of faith in the free market that is almost admirable. That's like someone dying of cigarette-induced lung cancer and smoking even more cigarettes on their deathbed saying, "Oh, don't worry, doctor, I have faith that tobacco companies are just not going to let this happen to me." There was understandably, though, less faith demonstrated by those making less than $50,000 a year here in America when they were asked, 73%... to 24%, they said the economy is unfair. But still, Andy, who is that 24%? That is still essentially a quarter of people saying, "Nope, I pretty much deserve to be getting screwed right now. I've brought this on myself." Unless those 24% polled were actually being sarcastic, saying, "Oh, of course the economy is fair. What could be fairer about it? It's so fair. Put me down for thinking this is the fairest system in the entire universe." That is the problem with polls, Andy. They don't record tone of voice. That's why they're fundamentally flawed. There's an interesting psychological relationship that Americans have with money, or more specifically, the lack of it. The problem is, Americans are inherently optimistic people, and that can be a real problem. Americans in the top fifth of income make 16.7 times the income of those in the bottom fifth, and yet less than half of Americans think the wealth gap is a problem. The simple psychological explanation, Andy, is that everyone, even the poorest Americans, have a tendency to assume that one day they're going to be the richest Americans, and they don't want their hypothetical wealth to be taxed in the future. They're protecting income that doesn't even exist yet. There's that great quote from John Steinbeck where he says, "Socialism never took root in America because the poor see themselves not as an exploited proletariat, but as temporarily embarrassed millionaires." Americans are just suicidally optimistic, Andy. Hope is their kryptonite. And the wealth gap has been in the news a lot recently, partly because President Obama delivered a major speech about the wealth gap recently, highlighting the problem and saying that something needed to be done about it, as if he'd slightly forgotten that he was the current president. And that's something that he could maybe have a bash at solving were he so inclined. I actually wonder now how many times a day he says, "Oh, someone should really do something about this," before someone in the same room has to touch him gently on the arm and say, "Yeah, Mr. President, that person is still actually you at the moment."
Really? Before saying, "God, have you seen that Danish leader? Man, what a sizzler." The Pope has waded in, John. He wrote just a few weeks ago in November some pretty scathing words about the world's current economic priorities. He said, "Just as the commandment, 'Thou shalt not kill,' sets a clear limit in order to safeguard the value of human life, today we also have to say, 'Thou shalt not,' to an economy of exclusion and inequality. Such an economy kills." And the responses to that are basically to say, A, well, clearly you're not earning enough, Mr. Pope, and B, you are Lenin in a dress.
Well, it's not just that, though, Andy, because the problem with that interesting sentiment, you know, heartfelt sentiment, really looking out for the most vulnerable members of society. The problem with that is it's difficult to make points about income gaps, however well-intentioned, from the Vatican, Andy. It's hard to make nuanced points about the poor when your house is basically solid gold. And I know it's not his house, Andy. I know it's not his house. And I know he's not comfortable with the trappings of the papacy. But that does not remove the fact that there are a fuck of a lot of trappings behind him whenever he speaks. A fuck of a lot, Andy.
And it's
nice trappings, yeah, the Catholic Church.
Nice trappings. And, you know, he does seem to be less enamoured of the trappings than some of his rather trapping-addicted predecessors. But and I guess another problem that popes in general as a profession have had is that they often, this message of Christian equality and community gets lost between other messages such as, don't put your penis in there, don't wrap it up either, don't be happy if you like people the same number of ovaries and or testicles as you, burn in hell, suckers, burn in hell. But this pope appears unafraid to bark at some of the smartly dressed burglars of the capitalist world. The London mayor, Boris Johnson, has also been talking about his the fact that he basically has no problem with super wealth. But he did say that he wants it to be a little more socially responsible. He said this: I hope that this time the Gordon Geckos of London are conspicuous not just for their greed, valid motivator though greed may be for economic progress. Oh, what a happy sentence that is. As for what they give and do for the rest of the population. Now, on the previous form of Gordon Geckos of London, hoping for them to give back and do more for the rest of the population is about as optimistic as hoping for a lion to make the skin of the zebra it's just killed into a romper suit for a disadvantaged baby. It is not going to happen. It's going to eat that zebra whole, and then it's going to shit it, and then it's going to look for another zebra. To me, this is basically expecting this level of economic compassion from these Gordon Geckos. It's like giving Leatherface a new chainsaw and politely asking for him to use it only for gardening. Now, no massacres, Leatherface. Not even a bit of a massacre. Just the topiary. On the plants, not the people. Yes, yes. Not even if you dress them up as plants first. Right, agreed? Here you go. Happy birthday. Read the manual and make sure you keep the chain well oiled. Best of luck. Why are you charging me with that chainsaw? Ow, that hurts. Do I f***ing look like a privet hedge? Ouch. Evidently I do. Leatherface, you really disappoint me. Ow. Ow.
It is an amazing thing to say that the Gordon Geckos of London could help promote economic growth. It does seem, in listening to him, that Gordon Gecko is a hero character to Boris Johnson. Was he watching a different movie to me there, Andy? Did he think Wall Street was actually a heartwarming film about people doing their best? Does he watch It's a Wonderful Life and love it right up until the end, where there's a one-man bailout and the system's not allowed to correct itself? It was Boris Johnson, again, for those buglers who don't know, he's the current mayor of London and professional buffoon. And he delivered this speech in the Margaret Thatcher lecture, which should probably already have had people bracing themselves slightly. You can't act surprised when you hear something horrific when they call something the Margaret Thatcher lecture. You should have already strapped yourself into your chair and had a vomit bucket nearby. But even with those parameters, this particular speech was something special. He argued that inequality is essential to fostering the spirit of envy and hailed greed as a valuable spur to economic activity. That's not the speech of a politician, Andy. That is the speech of a cartoon villain. In fact, it's only the speech of a politician in a Batman movie delivered at an overblown cocktail party before the Cape Crusader comes smashing in through the skylight.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Now do listen to the latest episode of The Bugle, available via the Bugle website or elsewhere on the internet. It's very much like this story, but longer and way more up to date.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.